Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to This is Catholicism on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Daniel Ford. On this episode, I am joined by Father Philip Eldrecker, and we are discussing Chapter 2, Chief Truths of Faith, Article 9, Holy Catholic Church, the Communion of Saints on the Church and the Form of Her Government. So, Father, the first question that I have for you today is, who has been the visible head of the Church since the death of St. Peter?
Well, to lead off with the catechism answer, as we normally do, the Holy Father, the Pope, who is the legitimate successor of St. Peter in the Episcopal See of Rome, and therefore has always been acknowledged as the visible head of the Church and the vicegerent of Christ. So this is, really, it sums it up quite nicely. The successor of St. Peter is the Pope, who is also the Bishop of Rome, because that was the place in which St. Peter established his seat as head of the Church. And so his successor, the Bishop of Rome, the Pope, is the visible head of the Church ever since the death of St. Peter. And this is something that has been always held by Catholics in the Catholic Church. And the Catechism gives quite a few notes regarding this in the fine print, which is really all of them are very good points, but to sum up, the councils and the fathers of the Church have always professed that this is the truth, that the head of the Roman Catholic Church, the successor of St. Peter, is the Pope. And as the fine print says, no general council was ever held at which the Pope or his legates did not preside, and there never was a decision of the Church universally received before it had been confirmed by the Pope. And whosoever refused to recognize the Pope as head of the Church was at all times considered by the faithful as an apostate. Really, it sums it up quite nicely. That is the Catholic belief of who the Pope is. He is the successor of St. Peter and the visible head of the Church.
Yes. Okay, Father, thanks for that. Now, Father, it's quite timely at the moment, seeing as there is a lot of contention within the Church about, and interestingly enough, recently in the news, some conservative Novus Ordo bishops came out and accused Francis of spreading heresy. Did you see that?
I saw it, perhaps not the same article that you saw. Yes, some of the more conservative, if you want to call them that, bishops have concerns over the teaching that Bergoglio has made in the last years with Amoris Laetitiae. And yes, so they complain that this is not the Catholic teaching, and in that they are completely correct. But what they don't draw is the necessary conclusion that comes from that is the fact that because of his heresy, and really the heresies ever since Vatican II and of Vatican II, currently there is no Pope. And so I guess with this question of who has been the visible head of the Church since the death of St. Peter, we should probably add as a footnote, so to speak, that in our own situation, ever since the death of Pope Pius XII, there has not been someone sitting in chair of St. Peter who is the successor of the threefold office of the Pope to teach the priestly office and the pastoral office. There has been no one for the last almost 70 years now who has been the head of the Church. And this is not contrary to Christ's promise to be with the Church until the end of the world, as we've spoken of in previous episodes. The structure that Christ has established to govern his Church still remains. We are just waiting for someone to actually fill that position. So currently there is no Pope, but at the same time, we are not, as it were, lost with no hope of ever having a Pope again.
Well, Father, I have heard it said by some critics of the state of Acanta's position. What about St. Peter himself? He denied Christ. Did he not excommunicate himself?
That's a rather interesting way of saying it. I've never actually heard whether or not St. Peter excommunicated himself. That is, I suppose, possible, because the idea of an excommunication is it's a judicial sentence that is imposed for having committed a crime. Now, whether or not you could actually say that St. Peter was excommunicated, I tend to doubt it, because the juridical structure was not set down completely at that point by our Lord. But yes, certainly.